Merhabalar, ben Sercan. Welcome back, guys. Today, we're going to talk about another conjunction. İle. İle. İle is used as a conjunction and as a postposition in Turkish. The functions are different. Today, we're going to look at it as a conjunction. İle as a conjunction is really simple to use. Most of the time, its function is the same with the conjunction ve. So in this case, it would mean and. Very simple. Now, let's take a look at a couple of examples. Marketten yumurta ile peynir aldım. Marketten yumurta ile peynir aldım. As you would remember, I can also make this sentence with the conjunction ve. Marketten yumurta ve peynir aldım. Marketten yumurta ve peynir aldım. Leyla ile Selim sinemaya gittiler. Leyla ile Selim sinemaya gittiler. And again, we can say this with ve. Leyla ve Selim sinemaya gittiler. Leyla ve Selim sinemaya gittiler. Bu akşam Türkiye ile Almanya'nın futbol maçı var. Bu akşam Türkiye ile Almanya'nın futbol maçı var. We can say, bu akşam Türkiye ve Almanya'nın futbol maçı var. Bu akşam Türkiye ve Almanya'nın futbol maçı var. In general, when ile and ve connect nouns and nominalized verbs, which are again nouns, they could be interchangeable. They can also be interchangeable when connecting indefinite direct objects. Marketten süt ile yumurta aldım. Marketten süt ile yumurta aldım. Here, süt and yumurta are indefinite direct objects. They do not have accusative case suffix. We can also say, marketten süt ve yumurta aldım. Marketten süt ve yumurta aldım. But when we connect two definite direct objects and both of them have the accusative case suffix, then we cannot connect them with ile. We must use ve. Odamdan oyuncağı ve kalemi aldım. Odamdan oyuncağı ve kalemi aldım. Here, oyuncak and kalem receive the accusative case suffix. So, they are definite direct objects. İle and ve are not always interchangeable. For example, ile is not used to connect adjectives. Şu adam çok kibar ve yakışıklı. Şu adam çok kibar ve yakışıklı. It is not possible to say, şu adam çok kibar ile yakışıklı. Another example, hızlı ve güvenli bir araba istiyorum. Hızlı ve güvenli bir araba istiyorum. It is not possible to say, hızlı ile güvenli bir araba istiyorum. This will be wrong. In addition, ile can be attached to the words like a suffix. This use is also very common. And as you would imagine, when we attach ile like a suffix, depending on the vowel harmony, the last e can change to a. And e always drops and a buffer letter ye can be used in between. Like this. Marketten yumurtayla peynir aldım. Marketten yumurtayla peynir aldım. So, instead of saying yumurta ile peynir, I attached it like a suffix. And the last e changes to a because of the vowel harmony. And the buffer letter ye comes in between. Leyla ile Selim sinemaya gittiler. Leyla ile Selim sinemaya gittiler. So in this one, instead of saying Leyla ile Selim, again, I attached it like a suffix. And because of the vowel harmony, the last e changes to a. And since Leyla is a proper name, an apostrophe is used and a buffer letter is also necessary. Let's see additional examples. Kalemle silgiyi bana verir misin? Kalemle silgiyi bana verir misin? This is another example of connecting two definite direct objects in a sentence. As you see, you can still connect them with 이래, but in this case, you should not add the accusative case suffix to the first word. Instead, you add 이래. 칼렘 이래 실기 바나 비릴 미신? 칼렘리 실기 바나 비릴 미신? But if you add the accusative case suffix to both words, then what you must say is 칼렘이 왜 실기 바나 비릴 미신? 칼렘이 왜 실기 바나 비릴 미신? It is also possible to say 칼렘 왜 실기 바나 비릴 미신? 칼렘 왜 실기 바나 비릴 미신? 빌기사야르라 모니터르 çalışma odasına yerleştirelim. 빌기사야르라 모니터르 çalışma odasına yerleştirelim. Tabaklarla bardakları yıkamama yardım eder misin? Tabaklarla bardakları yıkamama yardım eder misin? In addition, when we connect more than two nouns, we place the conjunction between the last one and the one before the last. This is what I said while talking about the conjunction ve. Like this. Marketten süt, yumurta, çay ve elma aldım. Marketten süt, yumurta, çay ve elma aldım. Even though it is technically possible to use ile instead of ve in this example, when I form the sentence with ile, it sounds so weird to my ear as I have never heard such type of use. Marketten süt, yumurta, çay ile elma aldım. Therefore, I recommend you to use ve while connecting more than two nouns. Alright guys, this is it from me today. I hope you find this lesson interesting. So if you have any questions, please let me know. See you in the next videos. Görüşmek üzere.